ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Yes, for the final time ever. Well, I shouldn't say that. I think this was a segment before me. But yeah, for my final time ever, it is time for my favourite segment of the week. It is Peps Picks with the one, the only, Mr. Martin Pepperell. Good morning, sir.
Far out.
Yeah.
Far out.
Yeah.
We're at the moment.
We're Damn. At it. I know.
Liam, wow. Well, what do we even say? Thanks for lighting up the airways. Thanks for entertaining the listeners. Thanks for shocking and horrifying the attendees at the Student Radio Awards 2 years in a row. Thanks for doing you and being you, adding your voice to the continuum and the story.
Oh, well, thank you for thanking me. You very much don't need to do that, but thank you. What are you going to do on your Thursday mornings?
Have a coffee.
Well, okay then.
Do the same thing I do every morning. Sit outside right. And have a coffee. I might talk to someone. I might not.
How dare I assume it would be any different? Can you take surely you take a few weeks off in mourning for me? You know, wear a black veil, that sort of thing.
I'm still going to go to the coffee shop and have a coffee.
Yeah, but in a mournful way, please.
We'll see. It's a marginal. We'll see. Hey, look, we've given you your flowers, buddy. You've had your flowers. You've had a great run.
Yes, I have.
You did some good stuff. You did some great hosting at the awards.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you to you, because you've opened my eyes and ears to a world of incredible music and fascinating characters.
Look, there's always more to be found. Speaking of the world of music.
Yes.
We are going to talk about a bit of music.
We are.
We're not just going to talk about you. So, final edition of Peps Pick with Liam. Mm. We are going to talk about Ways to the Deep Meadow by Ocean Moon.
Yes.
Ocean Moon is the alias of John Tye. John's a great character from the UK. He runs this record label called Low Recordings that specializes in ambient electronic music, and has been a big part of continuing the legacy of the late, great Japanese ambient techno artist Susumu Yokota. They have released a lot of his work and reissues over the years. But John's also a very long-standing producer. Back in the early 90s, he was in the UK ambient group MLO. These days, he makes music as Ocean Moon. This record comes out on Music From Memory. Really seminal label over the last 10 to 15 years. Mm. Originally founded by the late Jamie Teller, who passed away a couple of years ago. God, there's a lot of dead people in the story, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's just getting like that. It's not great.
That's and just life, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, the sad thing is, I mean, the two dead people I just mentioned, Jamie Teller and Susumu Yokota, like, neither of them were actually particularly old when they died either.
Music is
a tough landscape. But, Music From Memory has had this great balance between curated reissues, quite often compilations of the best of the material from an obscure artist's catalogue, plus releasing contemporary music from musicians inspired by the world that Music From Memory evokes, with this mixture of electronic music, avant-garde music, ambient, experimental, neoclassical composition. So John's great. This Ocean Moon stuff, it's divided into two sides. The title, okay, here's a conceptual framework for you. Ways to the Deep Meadow is inspired by the poem Universal Solar Calendar by the poet, shaman, mystic and visionary Angus MacLeese, who began as the percussionist in an early iteration of Lamont Young's Theatre of Eternal Music and later played with the Velvet Underground.
Oh, really?
To Nepal,
oh, shit. To
where
Nepal.
He wrote and published an impressive collection of poetry and music. So, you know, the inspiration is lofty.
Yeah.
Gom's taking inspiration from a lofty character. And yeah. I mean, Lamont Young is a real titan, of mid-20th century minimalism. So you do that, and then you go and work with the Velvet Underground. I mean, look, what do we really need to say? I mean, either you know, or if you don't know, and I guess time is marching on, TikTok is here, people might not know. I mean, Velvet Underground was one of those bands where they put out their first album, and didn't sell a lot of copies, but every single person who bought a copy of that album started a band. real proto 1970s indie rock stuff. You know, that's actually, there's two ways it can go. You can bill it that. You know, you sell 2,000 copies, everyone who gets a copy starts a band, or you just do infinite streams and
yeah, right.
get forgotten.
Yeah, lovely.
So there's two sides. Sides one is themed around John had been exploring ideas around artificial intelligence, in particular the Buddhist perspective on artificial intelligence.
Oh, right. Yes, I wouldn't know much about that.
Well, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't. But what I did learn is there's a temple in Kyoto, the Kodaji Temple.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Buddhist robot. There's a robot AI Buddhist preacher. You can go and interact with a robot Buddhist. There's a film that came out a couple of years ago.
How does a robot become Buddhist?
Well, it gets programmed to be Buddhist.
Wow, that's...
You know, you give it a Buddhist data set, buddy. But there's a film that came out a couple of years ago called The Creator. Did you see it?
Describe it to me. It does ring a bell.
So it's set in the future, and in Asia, there's been a rise of AI, and something went wrong, and AI dropped a bomb on Los Angeles. And AI was outlawed in North America and Europe, but AI continues in Asia, and you have these family groupings that are a mixture of humans and AI robots living in harmony, but America's out to destroy them all.
Oh, yeah, I feel like I saw that, or saw the trailer or something.
It's kind of interesting, because when I started watching it, I was like, oh, okay, this will be fairly standard cautionary tale about AI.
And
then you find out that it's actually a pro-AI movie. Like, do you think it was AI propaganda?
Ah.
But there's a section in it when they're in the Himalayas and they go to this temple, and there's these AI robot Buddhist monks wearing the orange robes.
Right. Okay.
And I was like, this is a very interesting concept, robot spirituality.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is a few people have been thinking about this. People have been exploring this in cinema and literature and now in music. So that's the first side. The flip side is some long-form composition pieces made for gallery exhibitions and films. We got a nice little piece of music. From the first side called Day of the Voyage, little rhythmic ambient piece, nice and calm and relaxing.
Yes, no, it is actually, yeah, I really liked this.
I liked it as well, and I was listening to it before, and then actually, what I realised was, I was like, man, the song after Day of Voyage, Plains of Paradise, is actually pretty good as well. And then, you know, next thing I know, I was onto Angel Falls, and I was like, oh, this is pretty good too.
Now, what's it called? Ways to the Deep Meadow.
Ways to the Deep Meadow by Ocean Moon, released this year on Music from Memory. It's on streaming, it's on vinyl, it's on Bandcamp, it's on, you know, there's probably a dodgy YouTuber.
Yep.
Rip, you know, you might, maybe, you know, if you turn clients, you know, who knows?
Well, there you go.
We've
come to an end.
Far out.
Yeah.
Well, once again, you know, thanks for all the good work over the last few years, Liam.
Hey.
It's been entertaining.
Well, thank you. You've been a wonderful regular segment, and you've just broadened my horizons so much, so thank you so much.
No, happy to oblige. All the best and good luck for the future. I'm sure we'll be seeing you doing some exciting stuff within the next 6 to 12 calendar months.
I hope so. I really do hope so.
Got to have faith, Liam. Maybe time to move cities as well.
Yeah. Can I come crash on your couch?
No, but you could go to Auckland.
Oh, that was so... I've got a shiver down my spine. That was so cold. Martin.
Okay, Auckland, you know, I can see it.
Yeah, I need to go there, don't I, honestly. Well, Martin, have a wonderful...
Sydney, maybe?
What? Sydney?
Melbourne?
Yeah, I would love to go to Melbourne. I really would.
Singapore.
Ooh,
Hong Kong. Ooh. Maybe not, eh? Maybe not.
Well, no, it's just I feel like there's probably more paperwork and, you know, like...
Thailand?
Visas and so on.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll work it out. Okay. Well, look, all the best for the future, Liam.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so
much.
I'll
see you around on Instagram, buddy.
You shall. Have a great day.
Peace.
Oh, and that was the lovely Mr. Martin Pepperell. One of the real silver linings for me here at RDU. Oh my God. Anyway, right, I'm going to play his pick today, the final of Pep's picks. Well, no, he'll pick more songs he likes in the future. Just the final one of this show. Here it is. It's Day of the Voyage by Ocean Moon.
ko te wā tēnei mō Hips Picks.